We float above Seattle's skyline at night. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Titles, Northern Lights of Christmas. A crowded ice skating rink at night. A plane lands on the runway. The small plane with DIBBB written on the side taxis to the gate. A sign reads Charter Flights Lounge Arrivals. Zoe Hathaway in a pilot's uniform rolls her suitcase out of the lounge with a smile. Travelers bustle through a crowded airport at Christmas. We follow a red wrapped present under someone's arm. Zoe walks through the airport. A girl and her mother approaches her.
Are you a pilot?
Oh, yes, I am.
That's what I want to be. So far, I'm good with my takeoffs, but my landings need work.
They do?
Oh, it's just an app, but it feels real.
Well, one day it will be. Until then, here is your first set of wings.
Hands her a pin.
Wow, thanks.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Zoe continues walking with a smile.
Hi, Zoe.
A man wearing wings approaches.
Hey, Phil. How's the charter business going?
It's great. I just bought a bigger plane.
Oh, you're my role model.
Well, I'm auctioning off my old Piper next month. You should bid.
Maybe I will.
I hope you do. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
They walk their separate ways. We slide up a tall decorated Christmas tree in the airport. Zoe sifts through mail at home. She opens one letter and reads. Her eyes widen. The letter informs her Gus Henderson has died and left his ranch in Alaska to her. She puts down the letter, sits down on the couch and takes out her phone.
Hey, honey!
Hi, Mom.
Your dad's here too. I'm putting you on speaker.
Hi, honey.
Well, I just got the letter. The probate's cleared. I've officially inherited Gus Henderson's ranch. How are you feeling about it?
Well, honestly, I'm pretty sad.
She shakes her head.
I mean, I can't imagine the place without him. And I can't believe he left it to me.
Oh, of course he left it to you, honey. He was like your grandfather.
And he taught you how to fly. I think Gus giving you his ranch is his way of helping you get your own plane.
I'd rather have Gus.
Her parents smile.
But I'm on a plane tomorrow to Alaska. I'm gonna sign the papers and, take a look at it one last time before I put it on the market.
But you are going to be back in Tampa.
Time for Christmas.
That's 2 weeks away. I'll be out of Alaska in 1 week, tops.
Can't wait to see you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you too.
We float over a snow-covered clearing in a conifer forest, then a town nestled at the bottom of a hill. People walk across a street decorated for Christmas carrying shopping bags and wrapped presents. A taxi pulls up to the curb. The driver gets out and opens the back door. Zoe steps out. She smiles as the wind blows through her hair.
Aurora. It's just like how I remember it.
Christmas time's the best.
She gazes out at the view while the driver gets her bags. A motorcycle drives up to the intersection.
A motorcycle in December in Alaska.
She furrows her brow and stares at it. The man looks over his shoulder while at the red light, then drives away.
Otto, just try a peppermint brownie. The customers will love them, and they're Christmassy.
Anya, we serve apple pie, lemon pie, and chocolate pudding.
Nobody orders the chocolate pudding.
Yes, they do.
Nobody orders it twice.
Anya raises a finger.
Let's try one of the brownies. They're delicious. I ate half a pan last night.
She hands the brownies to Otto. He picks one and takes a bite. He looks at it while he chews.
I'll think about it.
Brock nods and smiles. Zoe enters. She shushes them and carefully closes the door. Zoe sneaks up behind Anya and taps her on the shoulder.
Merry Christmas.
Zoe!
They hug.
You're here for me!
Hi! Hi, Brock!
Hi.
And hello, Otto.
Takes off glasses.
Do I know you?
Otto, you remember Zoe. My best friend from high school.
He blinks.
We used to hang out here all the time.
When I was a teenager, I used Gus's plane to buy you a replacement coil for your deep fryer.
The teenage pilot. You saved my summer. I remember you. You were Gus Henderson's best student. How are your parents?
They're great. Yeah, my dad's still working at the post office in Florida. They love the weather.
They nod.
I'm so excited that you're here. You won't reconsider staying with me and Brock?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to stay at the ranch. I think it might be my last chance.
Okay. Well, then let us bring over dinner tonight. We'll get caught up.
Dinner sounds great.
I'll send over some chocolate pudding.
Ooh, that's okay.
Anya shakes her head. Otto blinks and Brock walks away. Zoe walks down the street with her suitcase.
Zoe Hathaway, is that you?
Mrs. Walker.
You're not in ninth grade anymore. Call me Tracy. I hear Gus left you his ranch.
He did.
She nods.
Are you going to do the Christmas festival this year? It hasn't been the same since Gus stopped.
Oh, I'm only in town for a little while. I don't think so.
Oh, well, maybe next year. It's so good to see you're all grown up.
Bye.
They wave and walk separate ways. A nameplate reads Karen Yezzi, attorney.
That takes care of the transfer fee. Now the property is officially yours.
You know, I've seen people put their cats on these, but never a plane.
Yeah, it's there to motivate me. I'd like to start my own charter airline.
Wow, and you've always wanted to fly?
Pretty much. I remember when I was little, I would go with my dad to pick up the bags when Gus would do a mail run. I'd watch that plane land and just think, wow, I want to do that.
And now you are. It's all that you hoped for?
Honestly, it's better. It's like getting paid to have fun. Sometimes I think I'm more at home in the air than on the ground.
How long did you stay here in town for?
Just a couple of days, and then Christmas in Florida and back home to Seattle. Hey, you don't have a recommendation for a real estate agent in the area, do you?
Absolutely.
She turns her nameplate around and it reads Karen Yezzi, Realtor.
It's a small town. We all wear a lot of hats.
Well, you are hired.
Well, I'll go through my buyer's list, but if no one bites, we may not be able to sell the ranch until spring.
Oh, is that going to be a problem? These Alaska winters can be rough.
No, it shouldn't be. Yes, a ranch like yours does need constant care, plumbing, wiring, roofing, but you're very lucky that your caretaker, Alec, is really good.
Alec, yes. Gus mentioned him to me over the phone. He used to be a wilderness guy?
He still is. He's been helping Gus out in the winters ever since Ida passed. Gus already paid for the entire season, so...
Thank you, Gus.
All right, well, let's go take a look at your ranch.
All right, let's go.
A truck drives up to a red ranch through the snow with mountains in the distance. A barn door lays open. A shed is surrounded by snowy trees. Zoe and Karen get out of the truck. Zoe brings her hands to her mouth as she looks at the place. They walk from the truck drinking in the scene.
Isolated out here, but Alec is usually around.
There's this pickup.
I love this place so much.
You moved away just before I came to Aurora. Did you spend a lot of time here at the ranch?
Well, Gus and Ida were like grandparents to me. And I actually lived here my senior year when my dad was transferred to Florida.
So this is like a homecoming for you. Mm. Are you sure you want to sell?
Well, in a perfect world, I'd keep it. But my life is in Seattle.
She eyes Karen.
Don't make me doubt myself. You'll lose your commission.
Forget I said anything. You know, if it wasn't the middle of December, this place would be very marketable. Mm. Oh, and there's a Jeep in the garage.
Zoe looks off ahead.
Hey, Gus and Ida's trees. Oh, they've grown.
It's such a sweet gesture. Planting a live Christmas tree for every year they were married.
It's like a love letter written in trees.
She smiles at the rows of trees.
I love this room.
It's amazing.
They walk into a room with wood panels, high ceilings, and a fireplace. Karen picks up a photo.
Is this you?
Yeah, that's the day I got my pilot's license. Gus was such a good teacher. He and Ida were so kind to me.
Everyone in town loved them.
Zoe runs her hand over the counters.
Oh, this brand new kitchen will completely sell this house.
Gus retired, and he sold his Cessna to Jeff Peters, and then he put all that money into building Ida's dream kitchen.
Karen smiles. Zoe looks out the window, pulling the curtains back.
Oh, there she is.
Who?
Two reindeer walk in a pen.
Hi, Holly. Oh, I remember when Gus and Ida found her. She just lost her mother and they bottle fed her. She must be 15 years old. Now you missed her. Never met you before.
Oh, that's Palmer. Gus got him last year. Alec has been taking such great care of both reindeer.
The reindeer mill about together, sniffing the cold straw on the ground. Zoe turns towards the engine sound.
Oh, quite an entrance.
We move from the motorcycle wheel up to see Alec getting off his bike. He takes off his helmet and walks towards them. Zoe leans over to Karen.
Are you going to introduce me or should I introduce myself?
He saunters over.
Zoe Hathaway, meet Alec Lynn.
Oh, nice to meet you. I've heard such good things about you.
I've heard about you too.
They shake.
Well, I don't mean to be blunt, but you staying or selling?
Her smile fades.
Actually, I'm selling.
He stares at her.
Well, it was nice to meet you. Out the excuse, may I have a fence to repair? Palmer keeps getting out.
Bye.
He walks away. They turn toward the reindeer.
Alec is a good guy. A little rough around the edges, maybe.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hey, come here. Come here.
She smiles at the deer.
Hi.
She fixes her hair.
Hi, Palmer. I'm Zoe. Nice to meet you.
She rubs under his chin. The snowy ranch at night.
Wow, it smells amazing. You need to stop working for Otto and open your own restaurant.
Oh, that's the master plan. Not for another few years or so. Maybe open a restaurant or a B&B.
What are you looking for?
She holds a tin.
Yes. Ida had a secret recipe for Christmas wreath cookies.
Oh, I love those. They were so crunchy.
Everybody did. She made hundreds of them for the Christmas festival, and I am dying to know how she made them.
Rifles through the recipe cards.
It's not here.
On the plus side, if you need 20 ways to cook salmon, you're set.
Thank you. Good to know.
Brock smiles.
I'm so glad you're here.
Zoe frowns, smiles.
Video chatting isn't the same.
I know. It's not.
They side hug.
I love Aurora, but you see such fabulous places.
I bet you get to hang out with the cool people every night.
Guys, I'm up at 4 in the morning, and I'm in bed at 8 o'clock at night. The cool people are being cool without me. By the way, I met Alec Wynn today. He was not very talkative.
He talked? At the diner, the most I get is a please and a thank you.
He's a nice guy. I know Gus liked him.
Yeah, so Gus mentioned him to me on the phone. He said he trusted him, but I was actually picturing somebody more Gus's age.
So Alec is going to stay on to the place, though?
Well, I haven't talked to him about it yet, but he's paid through the winter. So I just hope the place sells really fast, and then we'll be totally covered.
Brock adds to the salad.
Well, I think dinner's ready. Who's hungry?
Me!
I am.
Let's go.
They bring the food to the table. Zoe lifts her head up in bed. She gets up and goes to the thermostat on the wall. She turns it and presses the middle button. She pulls her sweatshirt around her and goes back to bed. She wraps a blanket around her in bed and lays down. Snow falls lightly from the trees at the ranch in the morning. Zoe lays in bed. She lifts her head and starts to get up. Alec blows into his hands on the porch. Zoe opens the door.
Good morning.
Feeding the reindeer. I want to show you how to do it.
Oh, no, can't we do that later?
No. Dress something warm.
He leaves.
I know how to dress.
She furrows her brow and goes inside. The barn door is open.
I'm here.
Alec moves some hay.
Oh, look at all these decorations from the Christmas festival.
She holds up her hands.
It's the sleigh. This is the sleigh. All the kids from the town get their picture taken with Santa on this sleigh.
She admires it.
Oh, look at all these lights.
Holly and Palmer are waiting.
She straightens up.
Oh, so sorry. Didn't mean to delay your breakfast.
So the reindeer get fed twice a day. I aim for 6 a.m., 6 p.m.
Got it.
Good. They each get one scoop of these pellets and some hay. Okay. You'll need more feed. In a couple of days, you can get it at the hardware store in town.
He lifts some hay in their pen.
Check.
Now the well frees up in the pump house. The light goes out, you gotta keep an eye on that. Oil furnace needs a delivery next month. And there's a generator back there if the power goes out.
Okay.
She looks in the direction he pointed. He hands her an envelope.
Good luck.
Good luck, where are you going?
She turns to the reindeers.
He's charming, isn't he?
The reindeers stare at her. She turns back, opens the envelope, and takes out a stack of cash.
Whoa.
She furrows her brow and stares at it, then looks to where Alec left. Alec walks to his truck.
Are you leaving?
It's your place now. Now that you're here, it's time for me to move on.
But I'm not staying. I need you here. And Karen said Gus paid you through the winter.
And I gave you the money back.
He loads up his truck. She watches him.
All right. I don't understand. What's really going on here?
Alec furrows his brow.
Gus loved this ranch. He built the house himself. Him and Ida planted all those trees. He didn't leave to you just so you could sell it to some strangers.
He left it to me so I could buy my plane.
Oh, yeah? He tell you that?
Well, not in so many words, but he knew I lived in Seattle. He knew I was saving up to buy a plane. He had to know I'd sell the ranch.
Sounds like to me you're just planning on dumping it.
I'm not going to sell it to just anyone. I'm going to sell it to someone who loves it just as much as we do, and he's going to care for it. And the reindeer.
Oh, what if the new owners don't want reindeer? You haven't thought this through, have you? Holly and Palmer deserve a good home.
I'm going to find them a good home, but I can't stay here. Alec, my job is in Seattle. I need you here.
He shakes his head. Zoe walks in a circle, then sits on the back of his truck as he loads it up. She stares up at the sky. Her spine straightens.
What if you were involved in the sale?
He stops and looks at her.
How?
She turns to him.
We'll have a partnership.
Can't be a partnership.
Of course we can. We'll work together to find the perfect buyer for this place. You'll be an important part of the decision.
Oh, but you hold all the cards.
All right. So I'll give you an ace. If you stay until this place sells, I'll give you 10%.
It's not about the money.
And I promise to listen to whatever you have to say about the buyer. If you think I'm selling to the wrong person, tell me. I'll listen. I'm a very good listener.
He nods and considers her.
Sure are a good talker. You ever get tired of flying, going to sales?
He leans on the truck.
Well, you're a tough customer.
What do I have to do to seal this deal? Throw in a toaster?
He smiles.
I don't need a toaster.
She stares at him.
You don't know me. Why does my opinion matter?
Well, Gus trusted you. That means a lot to me.
She shakes her head.
This ranch is special. It needs you. So do I.
He blinks.
Deal?
She reaches out her hand. He takes it.
Deal.
She smiles.
So I've only got 4 more days in town, and I really want to spruce up the place. All those real estate shows say that the little details make a big difference.
Like what?
Like maybe put some Christmas lights up around the windows?
Only have to take them down in January.
But they'd be so pretty.
What do you want? Stockings and candy canes, too? Maybe a train set running through the yard?
Not much of a Christmas fan, huh?
Not really.
I love Christmas.
Why am I not surprised?
She smiles.
So what else are we going to do?
Well, clean everything. Declutter. Oh, and I think the thermostat might be broken on the furnace.
Install the furnace. I can take a look at that.
Great. Thank you. And if we need a new one, I'll just grab one at the hardware store.
I have a project list, too. Banister on the porch is loose. Got to trim back those trees. And we need to take a look at that barn.
We make a good team.
He looks off toward the barn.
Yeah.
He walks away. She watches him. Her smile fades, then reappears. The barn in the daytime.
These boards are all worn out. We have to clear the whole barn.
Oh. Well, we can't have everything. I guess the floor can wait.
She looks through the decorations. She walks to the reindeer.
I promise that we will find you a good home.
The reindeer stare at her. She glances over to the wall.
Huh. It's a cool picture. Who took that?
Alec walks over next to her.
I did.
Whoa. I saw some camera equipment. So that, are you a professional?
No, just a hobby.
It's cool.
She looks down at the reindeer pen.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the hardware store and get a little bit more reindeer feed. Karen said something about me inheriting a Jeep.
Can you drive stick?
Can I drive stick? If it's got wheels, wings, or a rudder, I can make it go.
She playfully taps him, then walks out. Alec follows her. The bustling and decorated main street in town. Zoe walks into the hardware store.
Merry Christmas. How can I help you?
Hi, I need a new one of these. Do you have one?
Yeah, one thermostat coming up. Anything else?
She furrows her brow.
Yeah.
The outside of the corner hardware store. The clerk rings her up.
Is that everything?
It's a start.
Hands him her credit card.
Cool. Are you the pilot? The one that used to live here?
Yes.
I always wanted to learn how to fly, and then Gus sold his plane before I could take any lessons. So, could you teach me?
Oh, I'm only here for a couple of days. I don't have time.
It's too bad.
Karen walks in.
Oh, Zoe, you're exactly who I need to talk to, but just one second. Hey, Danny, George is tying a Christmas tree up to my car. Could you ring it up for me, please?
Yeah, sure thing, Mrs. Yazzie.
Thanks. Fixing things up out there?
Yeah, starting to.
All right, well, no pressure, but I just spoke with a potential buyer. I cannot believe how lucky we are, but they're actually very interested. Can I bring them out tomorrow morning?
Absolutely.
All right, try and make the ranch look as homey as possible. This might be our last chance until spring. Like I said, no pressure.
You got it.
Thank you, Danny. Merry Christmas. I'll see you tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
She leaves.
You know what? I'm gonna go check out your Christmas trees out there. I'll be back.
Sure.
Snowy mountains appear in the distance down the main street. Alex stands down a wooden railing. He looks up to see Zoe pull up in the Jeep with a Christmas tree on the roof. She gets out. He bites his lip and glances down.
Here comes Santa Claus.
You bought a tree.
We have a buyer coming tomorrow. Karen thinks we should make the place a little more homey.
You own a mountain covered in trees, and you bought one from the store.
Oh, good point. A little late. Well, I like this tree.
She begins to untie it.
Oh!
He catches it.
Let me help.
Thank you.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la.
He enters as she decorates.
Everybody, 'tis the season to be jolly.
She gestures to him. He scowls.
Not a singer?
No.
Why am I not surprised?
Want me to install this thermostat?
Yes, please.
She smiles. He smirks and goes to the wall.
Nice talking to you.
She goes back to the tree.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
You know you're gonna scare the reindeer.
And heaven and nature sing.
He glances to her and shakes his head. A car pulls up to the ranch. The doors open and Karen gets out of the driver's seat and a man gets out from the back.
Okay, here we are.
A red-haired woman appears in a white coat taking in the scene.
So pretty.
She turns and the couple follow Karen inside, the man putting a hand on the woman's back as her red curls bounce behind her. They walk into the decorated living room.
Welcome to the ranch.
Zoe appears.
It's gorgeous.
We've been looking all over, and so far this place checks all the boxes.
Zoe's eyes widen.
This river rock is so dated. You think we could paint it white?
Well, we did that back at the Montana Ranch. It looked great.
You own a ranch in Montana?
We used to, but we just didn't use it enough. But we've always wanted to own a home in Alaska.
Zoe raises her eyebrows. Alec brushes one of the reindeer. The couple walks out and looks at the barn.
Not sure if this barn is big enough.
Zoe and Karen walk out.
Oh, Alec, these are the Upsons.
What kind of livestock are you planning on?
Oh, not livestock. I have a lot of, well, Melissa likes to call them toys. In Alaska, I'll need snowmobiles, a couple boats, some off-road vehicles.
Back home in Connecticut, he had to build a second garage.
What can I say? I like my toys.
Alec forces a smile and glances down.
It's plenty big enough. We just need to clear it out a little bit.
Oh, yes. Clearing out of the barn is definitely on the to-do list before the sale.
Alec nods.
That's me. Come on. Come on, Palmer.
He leads Palmer off. Karen and Zoe watch him go.
Bye.
Are you leaving already?
Hey, Alec. Great news. They think this would make the perfect vacation house. She kept nudging him to stop talking, and he said they're going to make an offer.
He bites his lip and nods.
The plane goes up for auction next month, and I never thought I'd be able to say this, but I think I'm going to be able to make a bid.
He nods, raises his eyebrows, and looks off.
What's wrong with you?
So when you said you wanted great people to buy the ranch, you just meant anyone who would make an offer?
What? There's nothing wrong with the Upsons.
You really think that?
Sure.
First they start with the barn, and then they'll tear the whole house down.
Her smile fades.
Are we partners in this or not?
We are.
She nods.
Then I vote no.
He walks away, her jaw drops. She purses her lips. The sun rises over a mountain. Alec walks up to the front door. He turns away from the door and shakes his head. He walks off. He stalks into the barn, then looks up and pauses. Zoe has her back to him, already there and feeding the reindeer.
Hey.
She turns.
Hey.
You're already up.
Yes, I am.
He walks over to her as she rakes the hay in the pen.
Well, I feel like you're about to break up our partnership.
No. No, I want to be partners. I think I was so focused on the sale, I wasn't thinking things through.
The Upsons aren't bad people, they're...
No, of course they're not, but they're not our buyers. But I've also flown charters with people like that before, and they're...
Careless?
Exactly. They're going to get bored with this place in a year, maybe two, and then they're going to sell it without giving it a second thought. And Gus wouldn't want the place to be empty most of the year. And he definitely wouldn't want that fireplace to be painted white. It's just... Those were Karen's best prospects.
Sorry.
She looks to him with a closed lip smile.
So, I wonder. We want to show the world how spectacular this ranch is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Tracy Walker, and she asked me about Gus's Christmas festival. Did you ever see it?
No. Gus did talk about it, though.
It's my favorite Aurora memory. What if we revived it?
What? Now?
We're looking for the perfect buyer, right? It's a great way to spread the word and show the place off. People used to come from all over. Plus, I think it would be really fun. The town would love it.
And when would this be happening?
Okay, Christmas is in 9 days, so it would be next Saturday, the 23rd.
Next Saturday.
Ooh, I'd have to change my flight to Florida, but I could do that. You think it's a bad idea?
No, it's a lot to do in a very short period of time.
Well, we could do that. Come on.
His brow furrows and eyes lower.
Ooh. Okay, these go... Okay, they go right outside the barn next to the sleigh.
She points to him.
We're gonna need a Santa.
He looks up, then his eyes widen.
No. No.
All right, you know what? You have neither the physique nor the personality. Oh, my Christmas village! And we're gonna have our work cut out for us, organizing these lights. Oh, I need a great picture of Gus. Right here.
She goes to the wall and takes down the photo Alec took.
Oh, what are you doing with it?
She smiles.
You'll see.
A flyer with Gus's picture on it.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
She hands them out on the street.
You look very merry.
This isn't my kind of thing. How long do we have to be doing this for?
Until all the flyers are gone.
He deflates.
Oh, Samantha! Zoe! Oh, I heard you were back. Listen, stop by the dress shop. I want to hear everything about everything.
I will.
She looks at the flyer.
This is fantastic. The festival was always my favorite part of Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
I used to do half my shopping at the craft booths.
Oh, those booths were great. I don't think we'll have time to organize that this year.
I know all the craftspeople in town. Let me handle the booths.
That would be great.
Oh, I'm happy to help. So good to see you.
Thanks. That's huge.
Alec hands out a flyer.
Merry Christmas.
Tracy walks by Zoe and Alec.
Tracy!
Ah, hey!
Here.
So you're going to be in town long enough after all.
Kind of inspired me.
I'm so glad. I mean, the festival is always the heart of this town. Things just weren't the same after it stopped. You're doing a wonderful thing.
She hugs her.
And so are you. Oh!
She hugs Alec.
Bye.
My ninth grade teacher. She's a hugger.
I noticed.
Zoe waves. The sign for Otto's Diner.
This makes me so happy. Can Brock and I be in charge of food?
Ooh, I'd have to check with my planning partner here.
She looks to Alec.
Yes.
He nods.
Yes.
A man walks in.
Jeff Peters.
Oh, Zoe!
Hi!
It's great to see you.
You too.
Oh, man.
How's Gus's plane?
Oh, she's a beauty. I'm covering Gus's old delivery route every day. She's steady as can be.
That's great.
Jeff, yeah. Aren't you supposed to be on your mail run right now?
Yeah, about that. That reindeer of Gus has shut down the airstrip again. And it's your reindeer now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, you said Palmer had been getting out, but the airstrip's miles away.
We gotta go get him.
Mm-hmm.
They get up.
Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah.
Zoe pulls up to a cabin in the middle of the snow decorated for Christmas with a sign that says, "Welcome to the airport." Zoe gets out of the Jeep and looks around. She spots Palmer and walks to him.
Palmer, what are you doing here? Come on, bub, we gotta head home.
He doesn't move.
You know what? I'm kind of a city girl. Reindeer wrangling isn't really my department. What's the protocol here? Do you get nervous if I come a little bit towards it? Nope. Okay. I'm gonna go back and see if Alec has gotten here yet.
You okay?
I wasn't talking to a reindeer.
She falls, he catches her.
Balmer?
He inches towards him.
Balmer? Come here, buddy. Come here, it's okay.
Zoe watches him.
Okay, buddy.
He attaches a leash.
Well, you made that look easy.
We move up from the reindeer to Alec.
Yeah, lots of practice.
So, he's been to this airstrip before?
Yeah, last month.
He shakes his head.
Why does he keep coming back here?
I have no idea.
Good, you got him.
Zoe's face lights up.
Zoe Hathaway.
Chuck.
Merry Christmas. And, welcome back to Aurora.
Thanks. How's the airstrip these days?
Ah, airstrip's better than ever. It's just my knees. They're getting a little creaky. But after 40 years on the job, well, I don't blame them. Come on inside. I need to talk to you.
Sure, yeah, you got it. We'll be right back.
She walks in with Chuck.
You're the legal owner of the reindeer now, right?
Right.
And this is the second time he's delayed a flight.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'll make sure it never happens again.
Well, I'm sorry, too, because with a second offense, there's a fine. The FAA does not mess around.
He hands her a clipboard.
Will it be cash or credit?
Her face falls.
Oh. Debit.
She hands him her card.
Getting a lot of use these days. I'm never gonna get my plane.
Sorry?
Nothing.
She forces a smile. It fades. The ranch at night.
Mom, don't worry. I will be home for Christmas. I'm flying on standby with a buddy pass on Christmas Eve day.
Anya carries a pot.
You know what? I have to go. I'm making toffee for the Christmas festival. All right, I love you.
Okay, stir on the nuts.
Okay.
Flying on Christmas Eve is going to be tricky.
Yeah, that's what she said. She's worried I'm not going to make it.
She should be.
No, it'll be fine. I always spend it with them.
She glances at her phone.
Oh. It's my dad. Hello? Would you stop? Listen, even if I have to hitch a ride on Santa's sleigh, I will be home in Florida for Christmas.
Anya keeps stirring.
Bye.
Bye.
Holly and Palmer trot around their outdoor pen. Alec and Zoe untangle Christmas lights.
Okay, I think we did it.
All right. Ready to test them?
Yes.
Okay.
He switches the generator on and they all light up.
Hey! That looks great!
Sparks fly.
Oh!
The lights shut off.
Wait, what just happened?
We just blew the generator.
No!
He looks at her.
Yeah.
They look around. The main street daytime. Zoe approaches the hardware store clerk.
I need a new generator.
No problem.
And 500 strings of Christmas lights.
That could be a problem. I don't have that many lights at the store.
I mean, we got what you need in Fairbanks, but it wouldn't be here till after Christmas.
Well, can they be overnighted?
We could send a truck, but it's gonna cost you a lot.
Well, I've gotta have them. Here you go.
She hands him her card, Otto's Diner.
My plane fund. It's getting emptier and emptier.
Do you have to put on the festival? I know people are looking forward to it.
I'm putting it on so that people can see the property. If they come from out of town, they'll see Aurora at its best.
Anya smiles.
I love this place. I forgot how much I missed everyone here.
Otto hands her a plate.
Oh, thanks, Otto.
She smells it.
So, what time does the barn dance start after the festival?
I forgot about the barn dance.
Oh, you gotta have a dance. You know, Gus and Ida used to always have Santa and the sleighs, lights in the trees, and that big Christmas star on top of the ranch house.
I haven't even seen that star.
Oh, you gotta find it. But most of all, you gotta finish off with a big barn dance. I mean, we have to celebrate.
Otto is a big grump all year, but at Christmas, he's like a little kid.
I am not a grump.
You know, that barn floor is not in good shape. There's reindeer living in there.
The reindeer are the guests of honor.
Oh,
Otto's got an answer for everything.
I wish I did.
She frowns. She returns to the hardware store.
I'm back.
Do not tell me you need more lights. You are going to outshine the Aurora Borealis.
Do you have any wide plank oak flooring? I need to fix the barn floor fast.
For the barn dance? Everybody's looking forward to it. Yeah, I have plenty of wide plank oak. It's a little spendy.
Of course it is.
She smiles.
So I was wondering, the hardware store used to do this Christmas ring toss booth. And it's for little kids, but, you know, it was really fun.
I remember that.
He looks to her expectantly.
Any chance you would want to organize that for the festival?
Really? You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
He shrugs.
Yeah, I could do that. Cool.
Great.
She smiles. The snow-covered ranch, daytime. Zoe unties some wood panels. Alec appears at the barn door.
Where are the Christmas lights?
Oh, they're coming on the truck tomorrow. And these are boards for the barn. There's going to be a dance.
He half smiles.
I know, it's getting bigger and bigger, but I really appreciate all your work.
I don't mind. I kind of feel like I'm doing it for Gus. It'd be sad that he had to stop the festival. He always said someday he'd start it up again. I guess someday's now.
You know, there used to be this big star that all the kids would make wishes on. Do you know what happened to that?
Yeah, he lent it to a church in Greenville a couple of years ago.
You think we could get it back?
It's 150 miles away.
Oh, so we could drive that.
And the pass is already snowed in.
So we can't drive that?
No.
Well, I guess we can't have everything. All right, I got this guy. You got those.
After you.
Thank you.
She runs to the barn with the wood. Alec thinks a moment, then follows her. Zoe sorts receipts.
And house supplies. Flooring. There's the lights. FAA fine equals...
Oof. She frowns at her calculator.
Zoe Hathaway Charter Fund is not looking good.
Her face falls. She looks around the bedroom. Alec and Brock lay the new flooring in the barn.
And we're finished. All right. Thanks for the help. Yeah, no problem. You got a couple extra boards left over?
That's all right. I'll just throw them in the cabin. You know, kind of surprised how much I'm liking that cabin. I've always said, you know, living outside, being in a tent's the way to go. Having a roof over my head and a nice comfy bed. Pretty nice.
He leans on a plank.
You think that means I'm getting old?
Yeah, it does.
You don't have to be that honest.
Zoe walks in.
Oh, hey, look at you.
One dance floor ready to go.
Well, good, because they just delivered 500 strings of Christmas lights and a generator. Do you want to help? We've got 27 trees that need lighting.
Oh, no, I got to get back to the diner. Yeah, you kids have fun.
He leaves.
All right.
Lazy.
I know, right?
There's years of happiness in Gus and Ida's trees.
Alec holds Zoe's ladder.
This is the longest I've been earthbound since I got my license.
She looks up to the sky.
I gotta get up in the air.
I like my feet on the ground. Never been in a plane in my life.
What? How'd you get to Alaska?
I got these things called roads.
Oh, I gotta get you up in the sky.
Yeah, no thanks.
All right, it'd be you and me in the cockpit. We'd have the whole sky in front of us. It's the best feeling in the world.
They sit. He pours cocoa.
Oh, thank you. So how long have you been in Alaska?
Oh, 7 years now.
He nods.
Never stayed in one place much until I started spending winters here with Gus.
Where were you before that?
All over, but I'd spend the rest of the year at a glacier tour company.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Cold.
Yes, it was. Gus used to say, if I spent one more year there, I'd be Alec the Snowman.
I can just hear him saying that.
He nods as he remembers.
Yeah, he was a good man.
She nods.
He was the best.
He always made me feel welcome. Like he was happy I was here. And now there's something about this ranch. It almost feels like...
home.
Yeah.
She smiles and nods.
Which is strange because home's a word I never thought I'd care about, but... maybe I do.
You know, I feel the same way. Brock and Anya, I think they think I lead this glamorous life, but actually it can be a little lonely.
Really? I figured you had loads of friends.
No, I do. I do. I mean, no one as close as Anya. She's like family. But I guess in Aurora, it's hard to be lonely because I know everybody. And everybody knows me.
He blinks.
Yeah.
To Aurora.
They raise their mugs.
To Aurora.
They drink.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
In the dark, Alec switches on the lights. Ida's trees light up with colorful lights.
Oh.
They smile.
Oh, I love it.
Her jaw drops.
Oh, look, I get a picture.
She takes out her phone and snaps a few photos.
You know what? it's better in person.
Yeah, let me try with this.
Takes out his camera.
You brought your camera?
Of course. Wait.
He points it at her.
No, say cheese. Not me. No, get the trees. Don't get me.
Okay, I'll get the trees.
He turns to the trees, then back to her.
No, stop. I don't want you to get me. Stop.
No, it's, oh, that's perfect.
Stop it. I mean it. Stop.
Okay.
He looks at them.
Wow. It's actually really nice.
He shows them to her.
That is good. Oh, will you send that to me? I want to send a copy to my folks.
Of course. You know, this is the first time I've ever decorated a Christmas tree.
She stares at him.
You gotta be kidding.
No. Yeah, my mom died when I was a baby, and my dad wasn't exactly a decorations guy. You know, I look back on it, and I think Christmas probably made him really sad and miss my mom. But he always got me a present. One year he got me a camera. That was nothing fancy, just a little point and shoot, but I thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
He smiles.
I was a pretty quiet kid, and my dad said, you should let your pictures do the talking for you. And you know what? He was right. I really got into it.
Sounds like a smart man.
Yeah, it was.
He nods and gazes at her.
So what about you? What's your favorite Christmas present?
Oh, flying lessons. 14 years old. Made my parents nervous, but they knew it was what I really wanted.
They stare at each other a moment. He glances down, then back to her with soft eyes and smiles. They walk back to the house.
Well, here's my step.
Yeah.
They stand looking at each other.
Good night.
He gazes at her, then nods.
Good night.
She watches as he walks away. She reaches for her phone.
Hello?
Zoe.
I have some promising news.
Oh, what is it?
Well, there's a boutique hotel firm that scoped out the property a couple years ago. Gus thought about their offer, but he decided not to sell.
I'm surprised he thought about it.
Well, they're very good people, and he was tempted. But anyway, they contacted me, and they want to arrange a meeting with you.
A hotel firm?
Well, this might be your last year's offer before spring. It doesn't hurt to talk to them.
All right. Thank you.
They hang up. She turns back to the house as Alec walks into his shed across the way and closes his door. She walks to the front door and adjusts the wreath with two bells on the door. She looks across the way at the bare door of Alec's shed. She looks back at the wreath, then back over to the shed, and a smile beams across her face. Inside, Alec is looking at the pictures he took of Zoe on his computer. He picks up a photo. He looks toward the sound. He gets up and opens the front door. He looks to the right and sees a lit-up decorated Christmas tree on his doorstep. He slowly walks to it and picks up a post-it note on the branches that reads, "A Christmas tree for A from Z." He looks up with soft eyes, glances down, then slowly looks back up toward the house with glassy eyes. He walks back inside. He pockets the note and takes one more look at the tree and the house before closing the door. The front of the house at night. Zoe smiles to herself as she goes to the sink. She looks up towards the sound and parts the curtains. She watches Alec drive away on his motorcycle. She narrows her eyes. Alec walks up to a front door. A pregnant woman answers.
Hey, Jenny. Sorry to bother you. Can I speak to Jeff for a minute, please?
Sure, Alec. Jeff?
A man comes to the door.
Hey, Alec. Hey, what's up, man?
They shake.
I need a favor.
Yeah, sure.
Alec nods and smiles. The snowy ranch, Zoe is in bed. She lifts her head from the pillow and checks her phone.
Hello.
Hi, Zoe. I'm sorry to call crack of dawn, but our pilot, Jeff Peters, can't make it in today. And I'm desperate for a substitute, so I was wondering if maybe...
I'll do it. I can do it. I'll do it.
We move from Alec's motorcycle up to see Zoe walk up to Alec's shed door.
Hey.
Hey.
Come on in.
Thanks.
She enters.
They need me at the airfield right away, but my Jeep won't start.
Furrows his brow.
Oh, do you want to borrow my truck?
Any way I could borrow your bike? It'd be so much faster. I could take the trail instead of the main road.
He looks down.
Told you I could drive anything.
Yeah, it's just the trails are a little icy this time of year. Here, let me take you. I'll grab my jacket.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
She looks at the walls.
Oh, wow. Did you take these pictures?
Oh, yeah. That looks a little barren here.
Gives her a helmet.
Here. They're good. People should see them.
They're just for fun. Okay, let's get going.
Okay. Thank you. All
right.
They come out of the shed and walk to the bike. He gets on the bike. She hops on behind him.
You okay?
She gets situated on the back seat. He glances back at her, then pulls down his face mask and starts the bike. They drive off. We float above a snowy clearing in the pine trees. We follow the bike as it streaks across the snow. The outside of the Aurora Mitchum Airport.
Thanks for the ride.
I'll pick you up. What time?
I don't know. Come on in. We'll check with Chuck.
He follows her inside.
Zoe, you are going to be one popular person today. You see, it's the last big postal service delivery before Christmas. You've got 6 towns on your route. Now, the planes are loaded and itineraries right here. You're going to be surprised how many boxes are on board, so it's a good thing you brought a helper.
No. No, I'm staying here on the ground.
Come on. You'll have a front row seat to the whole sky.
Someone's got to be here to feed the reindeer at 6, so I should just go.
I can call Brock and have him do that. You could take pictures from the plane.
He looks from her to Chuck with a furrowed brow, then walks out.
Alec?
Zoe, people who don't like to fly really, really don't like to fly. Me? Hey, I'm a flyer. And when I retire, that's all I'm going to do.
Oh, come on, you're never going to retire. You love this job.
I'm retiring at the end of the month.
Oh, I can't imagine this place without you.
Alec comes back in.
Well, look who's a flyer after all.
He holds his camera.
Let's do this.
He nods. We follow the plane in the air as it soars over the snowy ground heading for the mountains.
Deck the halls with balls of holly.
You really think that's going to help?
Got your eyes open, didn't it?
She looks at the open sky, then to him.
All right, now look down. You won't regret it, promise.
He looks to her with a wrinkled brow, then closes his eyes and takes a deep breath. He looks down out the window.
Wow.
Snowy tree-covered mountains.
That's beautiful.
He snaps pictures.
La 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 la.
Cessna 714 X-ray Delta, I do want to remind you, you are currently in an open channel.
Alex smiles. Zoe shakes her head.
Duly noted. Aurora Unicom?
He snaps more pictures as we peel away from the plane to fly over the snow-covered trees and mountains. He snaps another picture and gazes out.
This isn't so bad.
Isn't so bad? Come on, this is the best!
They both smile.
So why do you love flying so much?
Oh, it's hard to put into words.
She shakes her head.
But I've loved being in the air since my first lesson with Gus. I knew right away. The sky is where I belong.
He half smiles and gazes at her. The plane bumps.
See that? Flying makes me feel like I'm alive.
He half smiles again and nods. We trail the plane as it flies over the mountains. On the ground, a man stacks the boxes and wheels them off as they get back into the plane. We are up in the air again with them as they soar over snowy rolling hills. A box labeled flu vaccine is handed to Zoe.
Next up? Yeah, we brought the vaccine. Thank you so much.
The plane flies over the white terrain. They deliver a box of champagne at their next stop.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Have a good one.
The plane slows down a snowy runway.
I can't tell you how happy I am to get these. We're delivering them tonight.
Zoe hands her boxes.
What are they?
Us troopers all chip in to make sure every kid in the district gets a present.
She opens a box and her face falls.
Everything okay?
The company said wrapping included. I thought that meant the presents were going to be wrapped. I'll never get these done in time.
Wait, we only have one more stop. Do you want us to help you?
Thank you.
I'll show you how it's done.
Oh,
Oh.
They wrap the presents for the kids. Zoe eyes Alex wrapping.
How are you so good at this? You're the guy that never had a Christmas tree.
You never had a Christmas tree?
It's a long story.
I've had a lot of jobs. One Christmas, I worked for a mail order company. When you get paid by the package, you learn to be quick.
Never a dull moment with this one.
Back in the air, the plane flies over a snowy forest.
All right, so our last stop is in Greenville, but it doesn't say what it is.
He stares at her. He looks away casually. She watches him.
Do you know something about this?
He lifts his brow and frowns, then looks at her and smiles. She furrows her brow, then looks forward. They float over the forest. On the ground, Alec walks, leading the way.
Reverend said he'd leave it for us in this locker.
Leave what?
Open it and find out.
She lifts the cover of the locker to reveal a star tree topper. She looks up at him with a smile. He smiles back. She picks up the star.
Gus's Christmas star.
Now you have everything you need.
He nods, then bites his lips. She examines the star. He smiles at it. She gazes up at him. They fly through the air at night.
Thank you for getting me this star.
I actually made a couple of calls.
He shakes his head.
That's not all you did.
She smiles knowingly.
It wasn't a coincidence that Jeff didn't come into work today. Did you talk to him?
You got me the Christmas tree. I wanted to get you something too.
Well, thank you.
Her smile fades and eyes widen as she looks off to the left.
Alec, get your camera.
What's happening?
Look.
She turns right.
It's magic.
Streaks of green and blue dance across the sky.
I've seen the northern lights before. Never like this.
Waves of blue and green weave through the dark sky. His jaw drops in awe.
Wow.
Aren't you glad you came?
He looks to her.
Yes, I am.
He looks back out to the lights. She stares into the sky.
And if the lights are here, that means they're going to be yours.
In time for the festival, I hope.
Me too.
They look out at the lights. He glances at her. He picks up his camera and snaps pictures of her. She eyes him apprehensively at first. The vivid colors dance across the sky. From behind the plane, we see Zoe strapping her helmet on outside the airport.
So how are we going to get that star home?
Oh, I'll pick it up from Chuck tomorrow.
Okay. Whoa.
She peers off to the right.
Did you see that?
A deserted fence and a bench.
No. Oh. No, I thought I saw a reindeer. You don't think Palmer would...
He looks at her.
No.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah. I got visions of reindeer dancing in my head.
All right.
Okay.
They get on the bike. She hugs his waist from behind. They ride off.
So once I'm done sorting, I'm going to drop a box off at the thrift shop downtown.
Do you want to take a look at the starter in your Jeep?
Oh, that's okay. I already fixed it. It was just a loose connection.
Oh. My truck could use an oil change if you get the chance.
I won't. Oh, my gosh, what a mess. Sorry.
Need some help?
He crouches next to her. She turns to him. They are close. She looks down.
Oh, wow.
She picks up a tin.
I can't believe he kept them all this time. Wherever I went, I would send Gus and Ida a postcard.
He smiles.
Look, this is the one I sent them when I first moved to Florida.
He turns it over.
I'm in Tampa. The landing was bumpy. The pilot needed you for a teacher, Gus. Sending love, Zoe.
They smile. She walks over to another box and takes out ornaments.
Merry Christmas from Florida. Love, Zoe. P.S. I'm coming up in the summer to visit for sure.
She stares at him.
I sent that last Christmas. I never made it up to visit him.
She holds out her hand as her eyes well with tears. He moves to her.
Just knew you loved him.
She stares into space with glassy eyes.
He showed me this. Made him laugh.
She looks up at him with teary eyes.
So this is the first Christmas I'll be in Florida, and I won't be sending Gus a card.
I thought you were staying in Aurora. Christmas is only 2 days after the festival.
Oh, I have to go back. Christmas Eve. It wouldn't feel like Christmas if I didn't spend it with my parents.
Right. Of course.
He looks down.
But you are coming back?
She turns to him.
Oh, you know what? I have to work.
He stares at her.
Oh.
He furrows his brow and lowers his eyes.
Yeah, once this place is sold, I'm going to be moving on to back to the Glacier Company. Yeah, they always have a spa for me. Anyway, I'm going to head to the airstrip, and I'm going to get Gus's star. See you later.
Oh, okay. See ya.
She rolls up ribbon, then looks over to the reindeer.
Hey.
They look at her.
Well, looks like everyone's getting back to their old lives. You know what? I wish that I could take this whole ranch and just fly it right back to Seattle. The whole town. But I guess I can't have everything I want.
She sucks in her cheeks.
I'm talking to a reindeer.
The reindeer blinks.
More coffee?
Sure. Thanks.
You look depressed.
He furrows his brow.
Not depressed.
He smiles. Anya eyes him, then smiles. Alec sips his coffee.
Alec looks depressed.
He always looks depressed.
Not since he's been working with Zoe. You need to go talk to him.
No, honey.
Now.
No.
He looks at her, then walks to Alec.
How's it going? Getting ready for the big shindig?
Yeah.
It's nice of Zoe to bring that back.
Anya asked you to come over here, didn't she?
Yeah, I promised her I would, but you don't have to say anything. So, did you catch any of the hockey game last night?
He glances over to her.
Tell Anya I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
He refills his coffee.
You make good coffee, Brock. I'm gonna miss it. In fact, there's a lot of things I'm gonna miss about Aurora.
Just because Zoe's selling the ranch doesn't mean you have to go anywhere. I'm sure we could find a roof and a bed for you somewhere in town. I hear that's important to old people like you.
He smiles, then lowers his head.
Nah, soon enough, you sleep in my favorite tent.
He puts his jacket on.
Thanks for the coffee.
See ya.
See ya.
He leaves. They watch him go.
What did you guys talk about?
Hockey.
He walks away. Anya shakes her head. The main street daytime. Zoe walks down the street.
Merry Christmas,
Zoe.
Merry Christmas.
Zoe, so excited for the festival.
Oh, yeah, it's in 3 days.
Can't wait.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Zoe.
Wow, she had a lot of shopping bags.
Yeah, she has 5 daughters, and she was buying them all dresses for the dance. What are you wearing?
Oh, I have a sweet little dress for my parents for Christmas. I'll wear that. It's nothing fancy, but it'll work.
It's a party. You need a party dress. Like that one.
Points to the window.
I do like red.
Come on. Try it on.
Okay.
She walks inside. Clouds of powdery snow drift over a mountain at sunset. Zoe walks by a window. Karen waves.
You want to go in?
She walks inside.
What's going on?
I spoke with the hotel company. Can we meet at the ranch tomorrow morning?
Sure.
The sun rises over the mountain.
So, if you decide to sell us this beautiful property, this is what we propose.
She presses play on a video showing a graphic of the main house with several bungalows.
Guests will check in at the ranch house and stay in one of 12 unique bungalows. Each bungalow will have its own character and a spectacular view. People will come from all over the world to see the Aurora Borealis in all its glory.
Can you pause it, please?
Pauses on a rendering of the houses.
Gus and Ida's trees are missing.
We wanted to make room for that spectacular view.
Her smile fades.
The trees have sentimental value. Is there any way that maybe they can be transplanted?
I'll look into it. Okay, this ranch is really special, so we're going to need to find a buyer who understands that.
I agree. This place is special. And we do want to preserve what's here, so... let me talk to my team, and I will get back to you with a revised proposal and an offer.
Karen nods.
Oh, sorry. Great.
She takes a call.
Oh, wait, you see what they have to say?
Zoe rolls her eyes.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
She taps her pen on the table and creases her brow.
I was sure you'd be against the sale.
I think she meant what she said about preserving the land. The trees could always be moved.
But Gus planted those trees with Ida.
I know. Sometimes things have to change. Hey, and if they buy it, I might get the money in time for the plane sale. And I'm about ready to head out into the wild.
Aren't you worried about turning into Alec the Snowman?
No, I'll be fine.
She lowers her eyes.
And hey, if they do buy it, you won't have to put on the festival after all.
I know. But I want to do it.
He nods.
I think people would really love it. And I love Aurora. So it would be like giving everybody a gift before I go. But listen, this means a lot of extra work for you too. So it can't just be my decision.
He purses his lips and looks up at her. He nods.
I think it will make Gus happy.
She smiles.
Let's do it for Gus.
Oh, remind me to tell Zoe that Otto's going to play Santa tomorrow.
Better him than me.
They push the red sleigh.
That should do it.
Alec pats the sleigh and looks off towards the house. Zoe and Anya bake in the kitchen.
I hate the idea of moving the trees. And I haven't even found homes for the reindeer yet.
Maybe you and Alec could run the ranch as a bed and breakfast.
I'm going home, remember? And Alec wants to get back to the wild.
Anya nods.
It's too bad. You guys seem good together.
Anyway, opening a B&B feels like your dream. My dream? Flying. Seattle's where I do that. I'm this close to owning my own charter plane.
Slow down. You're gonna break the sifter.
Okay.
Oh my God, I forgot the cookie cutter for the gingerbread men.
Oh no, it's a Christmas emergency. Don't worry, Ida has one, I'm sure. What are these drawers?
She opens up a few.
Oh.
She looks through a tin.
Gingerbread man. What's this?
She holds up a well-worn recipe card.
It's Ida's secret Christmas cookie recipe.
Anya snatches it.
And the secret ingredient is...
She looks up.
Cornflake cereal.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No wonder she kept it a secret.
I'm gonna make hundreds of these cookies, but I want you to swear to me that you will never tell a living soul the secret of the cornflakes.
I swear it.
Zoe Hathaway, it's sure nice having you back in town.
She picks up her phone.
Hello?
Hi, Zoe. Your reindeer's here again.
Oh, no.
A Jeep with a horse trailer pulls up to the airport. Zoe and Alec walk up as Chuck comes out.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Palmer's down by the fence as usual. We got one plane circling, he can't land. Ah, Zoe, I'm afraid there's gonna be another fine. Rules are rules.
Nah, I understand. Not your fault.
She hands him her card. Chuck runs inside.
Palmer. Come here.
Alex steps toward him.
He's tracked onto something on the other side of the fence.
How does he keep getting out?
I'm not sure, but it's driving me crazy.
Maybe he flies.
That is the best answer we have right now. What is he seeing?
They walk to the fence.
No, I don't see anything.
They peer through the fence.
Oh, well, where did you come from?
Sadie. Sadie.
Alec waves.
Hello.
Hi.
A man walks out to meet them. He looks at both reindeer.
Is there a reindeer convention I didn't know about? There you are, girl. You gotta stop scaring me like this. Sadie, she keeps coming here.
Palmer keeps coming here.
It's like they knew each other. Where did you get her?
From a guy in Tuscola who was moving out of state.
Palmer came from Tuscola.
I didn't know there were two reindeer. They must have been a pair that got split up.
And they've been coming back here to find each other.
Oh.
The man smiles at the reindeer.
Any chance you've got room for Palmer? And one more. Sweet old lady named Holly.
I wish I did. I mean, I've got horses and goats, and barely enough room for Sadie. My wife says if I bring home one more animal, they gotta build a bigger barn and a stall for me.
Oh, we don't want that.
Come on, girl. Time to go home.
The reindeer don't budge.
Oh, don't look at me like that, guys. You're killing me.
Anya, Zoe, and Brock look at the reindeer pen.
I can't believe you took another one. You're supposed to be finding homes to the ones you already have.
Palmer and Sadie were looking for each other. They need to be together.
Alec walks up.
Sure.
Anya eyes Alec and Zoe.
Good night, you two.
Good night.
Night.
See ya.
Anya and Brock walk off.
I'm really glad they got a happy ending.
Some couples are just meant to be, huh?
The reindeer huddle together. Alec and Zoe glance at each other.
We have the whole town coming tomorrow. We still have a lot of work to do. You ready to get up in that tree one last time?
I've been thinking about your pictures. How would you feel if we put them up on the wall?
His eyes widen and his eyebrows raise, then he shakes his head.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why not?
Isn't it kind of like showing off?
No, they're beautiful. They deserve to be shown off.
You really think so?
I really do.
She smiles. He glances down.
Let's get back to work.
The front of the house is decorated. Zoe sets up a booth of refreshments under a trellis next to shelves of stacked boxes full of knickknacks and presents. She walks from the booth and looks around at all the decorations with a smile. She spots something she wants to fix, walks to a long table on the side and adjusts a plate. She walks through admiring their work. She smiles and bites her lower lip as Alec walks up.
I think we're ready.
Yeah. So where is everybody?
I don't know. Maybe I was wrong about how excited people were.
But not even Brock and Anya are here.
I know.
The hardware store clerk drives up on a snowmobile.
Hey, what's going on?
A giant tree just fell across the main road. The road crew says that they can't get it moved today.
Oh, no. Well, maybe everybody could take the trail.
It's too narrow for cars. It would take all day.
Their faces fall.
We're gonna have to cancel the festival.
We see the Jeep driving down the road toward the felled tree. It stops. Zoe and Alec get out.
This happened the first year I worked for Gus. It took him a week to get the road clear.
Man!
She kicks the air.
Feel better?
I'll bet.
She puts her hands on her hips. He looks on the other side of the tree.
Hey, look at that.
What?
He waves.
What's that? Hey! People come.
Hey!
Two big pickup trucks drive up. Alec and Zoe climb over the tree.
Oh. Hey, Zoe! We heard this party is BYOC.
What does that mean?
Bring your own cable.
Oh. Half the town is on their way to help tow this tree out of the road.
That's right. We are not missing this festival for anything.
I love this town.
Zoe hugs Jeff.
Who's this now?
Zoe's eyes widen.
Mom! Dad!
Surprise!
What are you doing here?
We couldn't do Christmas without you. We booked a flight.
We were worried you wouldn't get a seat.
But you got a seat.
Well, that was no problem. Nobody flies from Florida to Alaska in the dead of winter.
Except us.
You hate the cold.
Yeah, well, we love you more.
Yeah. They hug.
Oh, here they come.
The whole town mills about the ranch. Brock scoops food onto a plate. Boys play ring toss. Alec weaves through the crowd. A tower of cookies and cupcakes. Samantha mans a booth. The reindeer stand in their outdoor pen. Tracy rubs Ginny's pregnant belly. Zoe's parents taste the cookies. Anya smiles.
Ida never gave me the recipe. Are you gonna share?
Never.
Alec wanders through the crowd.
When is Santa coming?
Oh, any minute now.
Are you sure?
He crouches down to her.
We'll be here. I promise.
Zoe holds up a Santa suit on a hanger.
I think Gus's Santa suit will fit you perfectly.
Is that wool?
Yeah, it is. And there's a cape, too. Then, like, fake fur and real wool to keep you warm.
Otto is allergic to wool. Severely allergic. You don't want a Santa with hives.
Honey, I'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Is there anyone else you can find?
Zoe's eyes widen. Alec furrows his brow.
No.
Please.
No. I'm happy to take pictures.
We don't need a photographer. We need a Santa. Come on. You don't want to disappoint all those little kids, do you?
The inner corners of his brows fall and he narrows his eyes at her.
All right.
Yes!
But I'm not wearing the cape.
She nods slowly.
We'll see about that.
She checks out the suit. Alec dressed as Santa walks through the cheering crowd.
My sleigh!
Santa, you came!
I wouldn't have missed it for the world!
He gets on the sleigh.
Hop on up.
Zoe helps the girl onto his lap.
I love you, Santa.
She hugs him.
Well, what do you want for Christmas?
Page 4 is the most important.
Page 4? You're very prepared.
We watch the dancing crowd from behind hanging ornaments. watch the guitar player strumming with the violinist. Anya and Brock laugh and dance. We see the reindeers huddled in the corner of the festivities. Alec's photos of the Alaskan landscape featuring Zoe hang on the walls.
Alec, I had no idea you were so talented.
These photos are gorgeous.
The one of Zoe is my absolute favorite.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He looks across the room and spots Zoe.
You'll excuse me.
He walks toward her in her red dress. Zoe sees him and they meet on the dance floor.
Hi.
He shakes his head and smiles.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
She beams at him.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah.
They slowly embrace each other and start to dance. She smiles at him then looks around at their decorated barn. Otto walks to the stage and takes the mic.
What a wonderful party, huh? Yeah! On behalf of the entire town of Aurora, thank you to our host, Zoe Hathaway.
Oh, yeah. God, thank you.
Welcome home, Zoe. We missed you. And thank you to Alec Wynn. It took a little while to get to know you, but I think he's a real asset to our town.
Alec blanks.
He put all his time and heart into all of this. And now we know what a great photographer he is. So come on, let's keep on dancing, everybody. Have a great time tonight.
The band goes back up on stage and people get back to dancing. Zoe looks to Alec.
A little hot in here, huh?
Yeah.
You want to take a walk?
Yes, I will go get the coats.
Okay.
He walks off the dance floor. The violin and guitar rock out together. Anya and Brock laugh with Jeff and Ginny as they all dance. We watch the festive dancing from behind the hanging ornaments. Zoe's parents dance and smile. Jeff and Ginny bounce to the music. Zoe speaks with Anya and Brock.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for coming, you guys.
Alec walks up.
So I couldn't find the coat.
Oh.
But I found this.
He holds up a Santa cape. He drapes it around her. He tries to clasp it.
Let me see if I can do it. Oh, wow.
She smiles as she looks at the cape. She twirls around.
I love it.
He smiles as he looks at her, then offers her his arm.
Joe.
As they walk off the dance floor, her parents make an arm bridge they walk under. Her dad twirls her mom around as they dance. Alec and Zoe laugh as they walk through Ida's trees.
I think we did good here, Zoe.
Yeah, I think so too.
She looks up.
Oh, look. It's here in time for Christmas.
The blue and green northern lights dance across the sky. They turn to look at each other longingly. They lean in close.
Zoe! There you are!
Oh my goodness, this festival is wonderful. I want to make it an annual event.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Can you meet me tomorrow morning? I am ready to make a formal offer.
Her jaw drops.
What? This is happening fast.
Well, it just shows you how interested we are.
I've heard all the details. You are going to be very happy. You're finally going to get your plane.
Wow. These trees aren't going anywhere. I didn't appreciate them until I saw them with the lights.
Okay. This is sounding good.
Good. This is great. Okay, now I want you to go enjoy your party. I need you at the office at 9 a.m. to sign those documents.
Okay. I'll see you then, Zoe.
Okay. Bye.
Alec averts his eyes.
What, sounds like you'll be getting your dream after all.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be the perfect offer.
Yeah, it really does.
She searches his eyes.
Well, it's been nice helping you with all this.
Yeah, it's been nice working with you.
Good night, Zoe.
His eyes flutter to the ground and he walks away. She blinks. She slowly turns her glassy eyes up toward the dancing lights in the sky. We watch them shimmer from behind her. Zoe's mom is wrapping presents.
All right, Mom, I'll see you soon.
You have to sign the papers?
Yeah.
Hey. For someone who's about to have a dream come true, you don't look very happy.
No, I'm happy.
Zoe?
She pats the couch.
I'm your mother. I flew 5,000 miles to be with you. Come on, tell me what's going on.
Zoe sits down.
You know, I thought I knew where my life was headed. I was gonna buy my plane. I was gonna live in Seattle. My whole future was set forever.
Have you changed your mind?
I just love this ranch.
Her eyes well with tears.
And I love Aurora. I love that the people here know my name and they're happy to see me.
Her mother looks at her with love.
I love my reindeer. I need to find them good homes. I wish things could be different.
Maybe things can be different.
Thanks, Mom. I'll see you soon.
She gets up to leave.
Hey, is it all right if I invite a few people over for a Christmas Eve open house?
Are you asking me for permission to throw a party?
I think it'd be nice to have one last celebration here.
I think it would be nice, too. You kids have fun.
She smiles and walks out. From behind a tree, we watch Alec and Brock load up his truck.
Hey, guys. I'm gonna go see Karen, and then I'll come back and help.
She gives a thumbs up. Alec pauses and gazes at her. Brock watches him. Alec catches him watching and lowers his eyes.
Wow. I don't want to sound like Anya, but you gotta tell Zoe how you feel about her.
It's too late. Call the tour company. They got a spot for me if I can get going soon.
Alec loads another box. Brock checks his phone.
They're swamped at the diner. I gotta go to work. You gotta tell her how you feel.
And you gotta get going.
You get hungry, swing by Otto's. There's always a seat with your name on it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Alec looks out at the ranch property. He walks over to the right and leans over the fence to look at Holly and Palmer, who stare back at him. He licks his lips and walks away. Zoe gets out of the Jeep. She glances up as she makes her way to Karen's office.
Hi, Zoe. Best festival ever. Can't wait for next year.
Oh, thanks.
She smiles as the man walks away.
Hey! It's been so nice having you back home. I wish you could stay.
I promise I'll come visit.
Make sure you do. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'll see you soon.
Zoe! Thank you for giving us another festival. It was like having a little bit of Gus and Ida back.
I loved doing it.
You must be happy to be going back home to your exciting life in Seattle.
Yes. Yes, I'm really happy.
She looks down.
I've got to run. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They hug.
Bye.
Zoe contemplates this as she stares into space. She narrows her eyes, then turns around and keeps walking. Karen and Nellie look over the papers. Zoe walks in.
Good morning.
Hey. Well, I have your contracts all ready to be signed.
I'm really sorry.
We move in close. Zoe smiles.
No. Actually, I'm not sorry.
Karen and Nellie stare at her.
I've decided to keep the ranch.
Their faces fall.
I know that this might seem sudden to you, but all the pieces are just kind of clicking into place. And I've been traveling my whole life, and I think I've finally figured out where I belong.
Karen smiles.
My heart is here.
She shakes her head and smiles.
It's not in Seattle. It's in Aurora.
But what about flying?
I can still work out of Fairbanks.
Fairbanks is 4 hours away.
Listen, it's not perfect, but I think it would be worth it to be able to come home to the ranch. To my ranch.
Nellie hangs her head.
Anyway, I am sorry to have wasted your time.
You know what? Life's not all about business. I'm happy you found your home.
Thank you. I am too.
Her eyes well with tears. Zoe walks out of the office. Jeff walks by with a stuffed giraffe.
Oh, cute!
Yeah, no, the baby will be here any minute. So I just wanted to make sure there was a present under the tree, just in case.
Well, if you ever need a babysitter, I'm really good with kids.
Yeah, thank you. Wait, I thought you were selling.
Oh, I decided not to. I'm staying in Aurora.
You are?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, with the baby coming, I need to be closer to home. So I'm taking Chuck's job in the airfield. And that means this town will be short a pilot. What would you say about leasing my plane and taking over my route?
Her jaw drops.
I'd say Christmas is coming early.
Okay.
They shake on it.
All right.
Zoe walks up to Alex's shed. Her face falls when she gets closer and she peers inside. She looks around then walks in. The space is empty. Alex's things are gone. She looks around. There is an envelope pinned to the wall which she grabs, opens, and reads. The note reads, Zoe, thank you for everything. I will never forget you, Alec, along with a picture of Zoe looking up at the northern lights in awe. She furrows her brow then rushes out.
Y'all are right here?
Thank you.
Just top you off a little.
Thanks, darling.
Of course. Merry Christmas.
Zoe's parents get their wine as Anya and Brock get the food.
Okay, what can I do to help?
You know what? I think we got this Christmas Eve feast under control.
You sure you're okay? Yeah, I will be.
She smiles.
Hey, I was wondering, this is a big ranch, and I think I might get a little lonely with just me and the reindeer. How would you guys feel about helping me run this place as a bed and breakfast?
Anya's eyes widen, Brock blinks.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You would do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ranch would make a great B&B.
I just, Gus gave me this wonderful gift. I think we need to share it with the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Plates of food are set on the table.
You know, I knew from the moment that we drove up here that you were not going to sell this ranch. You're going to be very happy here.
Thank you. I think so, too.
From behind, we see Zoe slowly turn and her eyes widen.
Alec?
She walks to him.
I'm sorry to take you away from your party. Can I talk to you for a minute? In private?
She looks around.
Yeah, sure.
They walk off, her mom watching them.
I drove 50 miles out of town. And I asked myself, what am I doing? So I stopped the truck, and I thought about things.
What kinds of things?
I never put down roots because I was always off chasing the next big adventure. But what if the biggest adventure of all was you and I starting a life together? It doesn't have to be Alaska. It could be Seattle. It could be anything you want.
Tears well in his eyes as he gazes at her.
Well, how would you like to build a life with me in Aurora?
He blinks.
What?
I decided not to sell. I'm keeping the ranch.
He kisses her. He gazes deeply into her eyes.
I would love to start a life with you in Aurora.
She smiles and they kiss again. The green and blue northern lights dance above their head as they kiss. They lean their foreheads together. They look up at the lights.